This is Jim Zaroli. When the Enron scandal erupted, the company's stock value plummeted to earth with dazzling speed. Almost overnight, $70 billion worth of market capitalization disappeared. In the years since then, regulators and investors sued some of the banks, law firms, and auditors they say allowed the scandal to happen. Houston securities lawyer Thomas Adjemi says some of the biggest banks, like Citigroup, have settled, and so far about $6 billion has been collected.
It sounds like a lot of money, but it's really not when you look at how much was lost. So shareholders might be lucky to get 3 to 5 cents for every dollar that they lost.
For the business world, the ripple effects of Enron continue to this day. Enron was the first in a series of big accounting scandals at major companies like WorldCom, Tyco, Adelphia Cable, and Global Crossing. Even Martha Stewart was convicted of lying about a stock sale. The scandals painted a disturbing picture of the ties among companies, banks, auditors, and Wall Street analysts. President Bush blamed the problem on a few bad apples. Maryland Senator Paul Sarbanes said it went further.
Now, those bad apples ought to be punished, and punished very severely. And I certainly agree with the president when he makes that statement. But it seems to me we have to move beyond that in terms of trying to address this incredible loss of investor confidence that's now taking place.
With the political pressure rising, Congress passed the Sarbanes-Oxley bill, which imposed new regulations on the way companies operated. Corporate executives had to personally vouch for the accuracy of their company's books. Critics pointed out that much of the conduct at Enron and elsewhere was already illegal, and that the bill did nothing but make a lot of new work for accounting firms. Since Sarbanes-Oxley, there's been a big new scandal involving backdating of stock options by companies and another accounting scandal at Fannie Mae. But Thomas Adjemi says he thinks the reforms have had some impact.
Sarbanes-Oxley and the new regulations are not going to stop corporate fraud 100%. They just won't. All we can hope is that they stop some of it and that we take further and further steps to make sure that these businesses are operating honestly.
But whatever the effects of these reforms, one thing is certain. For shareholders at companies like Enron, steps like these came much too late. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Houston.